matter how much you bless me, I realize that I couldn't make it without you in my life. Let me testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it without you in my life. No, I never would have made it without you in my life. I'm gonna say it again. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord told me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the storm.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. So I'm also thinking of the situation in Egypt. And although it would appear that the military of Egypt have rejected the idea of going to war with Ethiopia and going to war with Syria, it would appear that the military are killing those forces and loyalists to Mohamed Morsi. And so we side with all poor working class masses of the people. We know that the Muslim Brotherhood has bowed to the International Monetary Fund, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimer. We know that the military has thus far not bowed to the House of Rothschild as it concerns war with Ethiopia and war with Syria. But the military did bow and not do anything as it concerned the economic destruction of Egypt. What we do not want to see, what it and that which appears to be occurring, is the bloodshed. We say to all kings and queens, prime ministers, presidents, so on and so forth, heads of military, we do not request your killing machines. We do not request your war machines and mechanisms of destruction. We are able to, amongst ourselves, with ourselves, seek the God and the Goddess from ourselves, among ourselves, through ourselves, from ourselves. And that will provide good and correctness and righteousness and wealth and prosperity. The masses of the people of the earth must rise up and say to all of they who would use methods of killing and destruction, armaments and warfare and bloodshed, rise up and say no to that. Rise up and take on the spirit of Ezra Azar, that spirit of help in a time of desperate need, and say to the kings and the queens and the presidents and the prime ministers of the earth, no more warfare, no more bloodshed. So the hand of our God is upon them for good. The God and the Goddess in each other is upon ourselves. We are this Elohim. We are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High God and Goddess Yahweh Yahuwah. We are the children of existence and life. Yahweh Yahuwah means existence or existing one. The very word that has to do with the principles of life and existence. We are subsisting, many of us. We want to exist. Subsist is a lower level than exist. We want to exist on the highest principles and realities of existence and life for all. The only way we can do that is to seek God and Goddess within each other and seek to do rightly by each other. You have the killings in Chicago and the ghettos and the streets and the barrios of the United States of North America, but we know why. You see, this Trayvon Martin situation won't die. They say, why would you be so upset that George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin? My brother, Stevie Wonder, has decided to boycott Florida behind the Zimmerman trial and the Trayvon Martin situation. Steve Largent, I think his name is, a musician, I think that's his name, sisters and brothers, has criticized Stevie and others for being so upset that George Zimmerman killed Trayvon, and they argue that, like Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, Sean Hannity, even our dear brother Alex Jones, whom I love, but sometimes we disagree, but I love Alex Jones, overall good man, good information. But nevertheless, they say, why aren't you upset at the killings in the ghettos? Why aren't you upset at black-on-black crime and whatnot? And no one wants to give the history behind this insidious reality. In slavery, we didn't rise up and kill each other and destroy each other. Way back in the ancient days of Africa, when we were practicing African culture, indigenous earthly culture based on the principles of righteousness and truth, we didn't even have jails. We didn't even have prisons. So you come through slavery, and this time, we weren't killing each other, destroying each other. You come through the abolishment of slavery, and that period of time, they called the first Reconstruction era. We didn't have all this killing and destruction. We had great cities of business and commerce and whatnot. And what happened? Terrorism from white supremacists and those who adhere to white skin privilege destroyed Rosewood, destroyed Greenburg. Was that Greenburg, Mississippi? I can't remember. But the various cities in the South where black people organized, came together, created peaceful neighborhoods and communities, and began to thrive, were destroyed by poor working class white people who bought into white supremacy, white skin privilege, obeying their masters, the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, and came and killed and destroyed poor working class black people as if that would help them. It did not. Destroy us all. So you keep moving through Jim Crow. You keep moving through that time period. You didn't have all of this exorbitant black-on-black crime. You had some petty thieving going on and whatnot, but not to this level. But you had a period of time where industrial jobs lifted black people out of the quote-unquote condition of the ghetto and put us somewhat into what is called the middle class. We've talked about the reality of the middle class, but nevertheless. But after a certain time, you have the purposeful deindustrialization of our communities, meaning the banks and the institutions colluded together. Look at Detroit. Look at how, for a time, black people left the South and migrated to Detroit to take advantage of the industrial jobs for Chrysler, GM, but then the CEOs of Ford, Chrysler, GM, and even our union leadership bent and pumped out and allowed Ford, Chrysler, GM to take out of Detroit work living wage jobs, take them overseas, take advantage of slave wage, low wage, no wage labor. Now you have parts made in China, parts made in South Africa, parts made all over, slave wage labor, taking advantage of our sisters and brothers, poor working class masses of the people overseas. You have in Detroit and other cities in the United States of North America, sisters and brothers who are not able to sustain themselves because of the destruction of unions, destruction of living wage jobs. Now, no money for property taxes, no money to maintain a home, no money to participate in the, do they call it the consumer society, an economy that is based on consuming, consumer economy. So the neighborhoods are destroyed. Communities are destroyed. Now, what replaces living wage job? The drug economy, the illicit drug economy replaces the living wage job. Now, you have a situation where sisters and brothers, black people, who are not the creators nor instigators of the illicit drug economy, go to jail, are imprisoned, incarcerated at a greater rate than the Caucasian community, even though in the Caucasian community, because they are yet proportionately greater percentage-wise, greater in numbers in the United States of North America, therefore the greater amount of the criminality reality of the illicit drug economy occurs in the Caucasian community, but all police, judicial system, so on and so forth, have agreed to target the black community, to funnel the black community, black men into jail, incarceration, drug economy, gun economy, all of that created by outside forces. So this is a process, sisters and brothers. So we have to say, as poor working class masses, we no longer want to participate in warfare and bloodshed. We no longer want to participate in that which is destructive. And we have to work and organize and come together to facilitate our ability to come out of such reality, set up business, set up commerce, set up trade with each other. This is what is meant by the hand of our God is upon them for good that seek him. Meaning, we are the Elohim. We are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. Let us work with each other. Let's seek the hand of righteousness from each other. Let's seek the hand of justice from each other. Let us no longer seek to be divided, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, divided for the benefit of the wealthy ruling class and ruling families to our own detriment. Stevie Wonder, I am with you. And I know that you have always been the voice of peace and righteousness in the black community. Steve Largent, I believe his name is. I'm not saying his name correctly, but he's a Caucasian musician. Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, even our dear brother Alex Jones. There is a reason for this criminality in the black community. And the black community is no different than any other community. Criminality normally occurs white on white, black on black, Asian on Asian, because most of us yet are segregated and live amongst our own. So there are explanations for this. But look, the banks, HSBC, indicted for money laundering for the drug cartels and money laundering for the non-Islamic, so-called Islamic terrorists, teaching us once again that the whole drug illicit reality and economy was created and facilitated by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers to kill and destroy, to control land, wealth, resources, to control people, to divide people and destroy people. And the so-called Islamic terrorists, who are really non-Islamic, these were raised up by the same House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers through the banking institutions. So all of this is an imposed upon reality. This reality has been imposed upon us to destroy ourselves and divide ourselves. So, continuing with Ezra, but his power and his wrath is against them that forsake him. The power of who? The power of the Most High in the Elohim. We are the Elohim. We're talking about the Elohim, but the Elohim acting on the mind and principles of Yahweh, Yahovah, the Most High God, God is Father and Mother, the principles of existence and life. So he says the power, his power and his wrath is against them that forsake him. So let's go to power. The word power is Oz, 5797, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means might, strength, material, physical, personal, social, political. This is the word that is coupled with Isaiah. Remember in Isaiah where it says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up when the king Uzziah died. So Uzziah is a compilation word, Yahweh, Yahovah, and Oz, giving you Uzziah. And the Oz part is might, strength, material, physical, personal, social, political. We're talking to each other. We are saying, Ezra is saying, the spirit of Azar is telling us that we must be righteous to one another. And that if we do not be righteous to one another, we should be angry at ourselves for not treating each other rightly, righteously, correctly, and with justice. This word power, might, strength, material, physical, personal, social, political, these are the strengths. And this is the power that we must exhibit from and to each other. We must have material strength. We must have physical strength. We must make it so that all that is in the universe that would facilitate material and physical strength is made available to each other. And if there is any portion of the rulership or leadership that would block our access to material and physical power and strength, we must be angry with such wicked mentality and machination to destroy equal access to material and physical strength. Look at Monsanto. Look at the genetically altered foods. Look at disease in the water and the food. Look at warfare, bloodshed. Look at the system and how the system destroys our strength materially and physically, spiritually, mentally, and morally. Personal strength and social strength. The society must be strong, but the forces, the puppets, the presidents and prime ministers work night and day to destroy our power socially and political strength. Look at how siding with Republicans and siding with Democrats saps our power politically when the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white should see our way to collective political strength outside of the Democrat and Republican Party, who are controlled, they, the Republican Democratic Party, are controlled by the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, who give them, Republican Democrat, a script that is geared to divide poor working class Caucasian so-called white sisters and brothers from poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and liberal Caucasian so-called white sisters and brothers. So all of this saps our strength. And so we must be the Elohim that is angry at those that would take our strength away. But his power and his wrath, see, it's translated his, but the word is Elohim, gods and goddesses, male and female, masculine, feminine, spirit world, angels, not the demons, spirit world, angels, male, female, the ancestors, the righteous ancestors, masculine, feminine, male, female, and righteous leaders and teachers here now today, and you and I, we are the Elohim gods and goddesses, and we must be angry at those factions that would destroy us. Says, his, it says here, but his power and his wrath. The word wrath is 639, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, af. It's a masculine noun. It means nostril, nose, face, anger. So when a person is angry, you look in their face and their nostrils begin to flare up and you begin to see wrath and anger on the face. See, this is science. This is the study of the facial expressions, the study of the physical anatomy, to see and understand various emotions. And so, if we continue to take on the spirit of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, we who understand these truths must be angry at such reality. It says his power and his wrath is against them that forsake him. The word against them that forsake him is Azav, 5800, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To leave, to loose, to forsake, to leave, depart from, leave behind, leave, let alone, abandon, forsaken, deserted. The opposite would be to restore and repair. And to repair. So we're talking to the Elohim. We're talking to poor working class masses of the people. We must be united. We must be together. We must reject warfare, bloodshed, weapons of armament and destruction. We must be together. And if we are seen to forsake one another, if black continue to forsake black, brown continue to forsake brown, red continue to forsake red, yellow continue to forsake yellow, and white continue to forsake white. And if we, the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, continue to forsake one another and abandon one another and leave one another and neglect one another, then we who understand that this should not be the reality must become angry. And we must use our power and strength and knowledge and wisdom and overstanding personally, materially, politically, socially. What's the other word? Two, we must use our faculties at our disposal to reverse such condition and reality. This is what Ezra is saying. Ezra is talking to the Elohim. We are the Elohim. We are the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We must find our way to each other, with each other, on behalf of each other, and reject those puppets who continue to use armaments and division and strife and slander. So our power and our wrath must be against them. We're not talking about shedding blood, but we're talking about organizing, coming together, using all that is at our disposal personally, materially, physically, socially, and politically. Using all our faculties to go against such wicked reality. Verse 23. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. What wonderful scripture. So we fasted. 6684. Soon. Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To abstain from food. To fast. And we are saying once again, this is to cause us to understand that we must abstain from the realities that have caused subsistence, starvation, death, and destruction, oppression, colonialism, exploitation, of poor working class masses of the sisters and brothers, so we identify with our sisters and brothers who are subsisting on such a low level that they cannot choose to fast, but are forced to fast and go without because of the system. So our fasting is to identify with our sisters and brothers that we may be inspired to work against a system that has created such condition. So we fasted and besought. The word besought is 1245 bakash. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is a verb to seek, require, desire, to exact, request, seek the face of, to demand, desire. Who did you seek, Ezra? Our God. And the word God here is Elohim, 430, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Once again, we're talking to ourselves. We're talking to the spirit world, angels, masculine, feminine, talking to our ancestors, the righteous ones, the righteous spirit angels, not the demons, not the wicked ancestors, but the righteous ancestors. We're talking to righteous teachers, masculine, feminine, and talking to ourselves, masculine, feminine, male, female, because all of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We are they who are to be the rulers. This is what Elohim means, rulers. The definition of Elohim, the word Elohim, rulers and judges. So we're looking at a civilization where we are the rulers, we are the judges, we are the divine ones, meaning we are realizing our divinity within this physical construct that is also divine. We are realizing that the universe and creation is divine. We are the angels in human flesh. We are the gods and the goddesses in human flesh. We are the godlike ones, and we should be acting like godlike, goddess-like ones. We are they who are to produce works, and we are to produce the type of works that are reflective of Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all. We are they who are the possessions of the Most High. And the universe is the possession of the Most High. Who is the Most High? Yahweh Yahovah, life and existence for all. This is what Ezra Azar is telling us. We besought each other. We besought the Elohim. We desired the Elohim for this. And he was entreated of us for this. And he was entreated. They keep saying he, but this is Elohim. So they were entreated. And the they is us, because we are the Elohim seeking Elohim. We are the gods and goddesses seeking the God and the goddess in each other. And entreated is Athar. 6279, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To pray, to entreat, to supplicate. We must sit down with each other, with one another, and pray God, goddess, in each other, and entreat, supplicate, entreat. Let me hit that word supplicate right quick. Make a request, I believe it will say. Entreat, to beg something, earnestly or humbly, entreat, pray, plead, implore, adjure. So we're seeking righteousness from one another. We're seeking to recognize the God and the goddess in each other. We are seeking this type of reality and mentality because we want to reject warfare and bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, the implements of warfare and destruction. It said, and so Ezra Azar says, and he was entreated. So we sought each other, and we listened to each other, and we came to the agreement that we are correct in rejecting the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and we came to the conclusion that we must build one another and treat one another correctly and treat one another righteously and justly, and we must build Jerusalem and live a civilization of true and complete peace and righteousness and justice. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.